Hello, everyone, and welcome to Remakes, Reboots, and Revivals, and it is Minisode Monday.
Just another Minisode Monday.
And today we're going to be discussing news.
News. You remember the song?
I do remember the song. I don't think we sang it in a hot minute.
Yeah, we haven't done it in a while.
So it's always good to bring it back, you know?
Yeah.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah, the new song.
So, Nicole, what's going on? How's everything?
It's good. You know, enjoying my... We're well into July.
We are well into July.
It's really freaking hot.
And next week, we're going to be covering The Lion King. How exciting.
Yeah.
Are you excited?
I'm nodding my head.
You know, yeah, I noticed that. Our audience didn't.
Yeah. I can't vocally say I'm excited, but I'm nodding my head.
You really?
Yeah, you know, these Disney remakes, I mean, like, it's weird because they're kind of shot for shot. They're not, like, there's no real reason for it. So, and Lion King has never really been my favorite.
I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, Lion King's never really been
my
favorite.
Why? How?
Because I'm not like everyone else and I have my own opinion and I cannot like everything.
Are you just a contrarian, though?
No.
Hmm.
Out of all of them, the one that I always liked the most was Beauty and the Beast.
Ew.
Out of the Renaissance films.
Okay.
Ew. Oh, wow. You're just like judging me.
Ew, indeed. Yeah. Beauty and the Beast compared to The Lion King?
I mean, yeah. That's why they're called opinions. But I did like it more. And I would watch it more than I would The Lion King. I think The Lion King, after a while, like, I get kind of bored. But the opening is fantastic. Everyone loves that. I think it's the best opening to any Disney film ever.
So, Eddie, are you excited for The Lion King next week?
I think I'm okay.
Just okay. What is wrong with the two of you?
Stop judging us. We don't have to be as excited as you.
I mean, this is the podcast about remakes, reboots, and revival. We should be excited for all the...
We've been doing this for a year.
Oh my God. Anniversary coming up.
I know. We've become so jaded now.
Yeah.
But actually, it's a good thing we're actually talking about The Lion King, because last week some major news had broken related to another Disney property. I think this is old news by now, but
it is.
You guys are aware I'm in the industry. I'm in Disney. No, but they have casted a new Ariel for the upcoming Little Mermaid.
Yeah.
You guys have heard the news, I assume, right? Just in case. Yes. Okay, yeah. So yeah. There was a big shocker. Nicole, what was the big shocker?
Oh, that Ariel is a person of color.
She is a person of color. Haley Bailey, I think is her name.
I think people are reacting the same way they did when James Bond was hinted at that he would become a person of color, you know, and people just were not okay.
Right. I don't... Yeah, it's just people do have overreact. I had a little overreaction, too, when Buffy was possibly going to be cast as a black girl. And I
remember
just like,
that.
Why? Just leave Buffy. I was more of the spirit of just create a new character. But you guys convinced me. I'm just like, why?
She can
Does
be
it matter?
Color.
She can be whatever color. And you guys were right. And I think the same thing applies here with Ariel being played by a person of color. Not only does it just open up not necessarily a world of possibilities, but like think about the rest of the casting that can come from this, right?
Yeah, and the effects of like being victimized and all this stuff that happens to Ariel.
Oh, you think they're going to explore that?
Who knows? I mean, look at how much they explored in the new Aladdin.
That's true. Ooh, that's a really good point. Ooh, do you think they could go even darker where maybe she ends up in America? Like maybe Prince Eric, he's not a prince anymore. Like he's like the governor's son or something. In Virginia. Oh my God. And since she's black, now they're going to introduce slavery and stuff.
Wow.
Oh, this could get dark really fast.
Yeah.
Man, Disney, if they had the balls, they could tell like a really, really dark and interesting story.
I mean, it would be very interesting. I'm more interested in that than I am of like just The Little Mermaid with people.
I am more curious to see like now what they're going to do about casting for Ursula.
Me too. I thought though they had announced that.
Did they announce it?
I thought I saw it was Melissa McCarthy.
No, she's in negotiations. It's not confirmed just yet.
I don't think that's good casting.
I don't think it's bad casting.
I don't think it's bad casting, but I think they could do better.
Oh, they could do a lot better. I'm actually thinking they should just go drag queen.
They could go, yeah. I mean, well, the drawing of Ursula was based off of Divine. Right?
Yes, a drag queen.
So like, and I think that, you know who would be really good in it though?
Eureka.
And there's a Eureka. Yeah, okay, sure. Why? Because she's fat.
Yeah. A lot of her makeup always looked like Ursula.
I guess. So you guys know who Titus Burgess is?
Oh my God, yes! I think he would be great. He does a great rendition of Poor Unfortunate Souls
on YouTube. Check it out. Yes. Put in the show link.
Be sure to put that on the show notes.
And he was originally in the original Broadway cast as Sebastian. And he was like, I was miscast. I should have been Ursula. And then he performs Poor Unfortunate Souls and he fucking kills it.
I can totally see that.
I would love to see that.
That would be a great performance. And also Titus, he is not above him to do drag.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, also, Disney will never do this in a million years, but how advanced of that would it be for Disney to hire a man like that in the role of Ursula?
Well, is it an advancement? Because technically speaking, that's kind of becoming queer coding, is it not?
Technically, yes.
If you're having a queer person of color as the villain.
Well, you know what's a great way then to prevent that is make Ariel queer and have the person that she's in love with a girl. And that I would so see this movie.
Well, I mean, at this point, like Disney's saying, fuck it, we're gonna appeal to like every PC thing that you guys want, we're gonna give it to you guys. So.
But look at how people are overreacting to the casting of Ariel.
Let's talk a little about these overreactions.
So these things won't happen.
Wait, we're still talking about casting.
Okay, fine. Let's go back to casting.
Ariel's dad, King Triton.
Who do you got in mind?
Terry Crews.
Terry Crews is actually really good.
I mean, he has the abs for it. So.
He does. Yeah. He has the body for it.
They'll probably go with Dwayne Johnson, but still.
Oh, I hope not. I would rather see Terry Crews.
Because
Terry Crews could also play that neurotic father type, I could imagine.
And it's so funny because he tweeted about it, nominating himself. And he did this whole thing of like him like
that's cute
shirtless with a trident.
I could see him as I could definitely. He has a body for it for sure.
Yeah, that's all he really needs.
Just the body. No, he's also a great comedic actor.
Yeah. No, I could see him as a dad.
I think his comedic chops are much stronger.
But King Triton isn't very funny. He's actually really stern.
Ooh, that's a good point. They would be wasted time. Well, they could always rewrite the character.
They can make him a little bit. They can make him probably less stern.
Mm-hmm.
But that's also his sternness is why his daughter.
Yeah, that's what creates a conflict between Ariel and the real world and stuff. Unless they introduce a mother figure, which would be shocking. That would be the biggest shock of all for Disney to introduce a maternal figure.
A princess having a mom? That's
like that'd be nice. Yeah, seriously.
That'd be never
a new happened. Idea. We're talking about reboots and new ideas, originality, I think.
But you know, it would be interesting if Ursula wasn't a woman because then all the women in her life wouldn't be out to fucking get her, which is also what's part of these things, is that not only do they not have women in their lives, but the women that they do have in their lives are out to get them.
But what
I mean, Cinderella alone.
Ooh, actually,
Snow White. Mm-hmm.
Hang on, now I'm even like thinking of this even further. So if Ursula is played by a drag queen, right?
Yeah.
You know how Ursula ends up becoming a human? Mm-hmm. Would there have to be a different drag queen, like a skinny drag queen?
Ooh, like Shangela.
Yes, like that's what I'm thinking. It's just...
That
would be so brilliant playing getting the prince or the princess. My God.
I would just watch it for that.
Like, how crazy would that be? You have to have like a big boned Ursula, then you have to have like a skinny younger Ursula. I was actually thinking like if it's Eureka, then the next one it's Aquaria. Like, that's what I'm envisioning.
I'm all about this,
man. RuPaul's RuPaul should like capitalize this on a episode for Drag Race.
Yeah,
like, they have to redo the Little Mermaid.
Yeah, they should. That would be really smart.
It's just ready. It's just ready for commentary here.
It is.
But I wanted to get back to the people's reactions, right? How do you feel about people's reactions towards... there's been a lot of backlash.
There has, yeah.
A lot of praise, though.
But people are torn.
But the loud voices tend to be the people who are upset.
Freaking out about it.
Not having a white Ariel.
Yeah, I don't know why that's so important. I really don't know why. I know a lot of people like to roll their eyes when things are done differently. But like at the same time, like this isn't a historically accurate character. This is a fairy tale.
It is.
This can become anything it needs to be. So like changing the race isn't something that like completely changes anything about the film, its believability, its anything.
Do you think they make Sebastian?
So it's merely like a race thing. Maybe. I don't know. But like you don't see that. You just hear that. And typically when you hear minorities in Disney films, they are like characters like that. So people are freaking out because now they're actually going to see a person of color.
It's interesting also because, I mean, some of the things that get thrown around on Twitter is just like, you're ruining my childhood. You're ruining
Because
it's just like, what's ruining your childhood? Like, this isn't changing your childhood.
First of all, like, rethink about the role that this plays in your life and in your childhood and your emotional stability here. But then at the same time, like, how? Why is just one fucking thing changing, ruining your childhood. Agree. What is fucking wrong with you?
I will say this. And I saw this on Twitter. Forgive me for not being able to give credit where it's due, but they made a great point of saying the same people who are complaining about Ariel not being white weren't complaining when they cast Jason Momoa as Aquaman. Right? Now think about that, right? Aquaman, what we have seen up until that point, has been blonde and white. Mm-hmm. Jason Momoa, I guess he's a person of color, right? If he's of actual Hawaiian descent. Like the Hawaiian people, mm-hmm. right? That's not considered white. That's a native, right? Or wrong?
I guess, yeah.
I don't know. I could be fucking this up. But the point is, though, I mean, that's not what, like, you guys didn't stand make a fuss about it then. Like, why is Ariel, why is Disney so sacred?
I mean, Aquaman doesn't have as much of in our pop culture lexicon, though,
Justice League and Super Friends.
That's great. I mean, but so has Green Lantern, but I'm sure people won't flip their shit if something happens with Green Lantern.
Well, there is a Black Green Lantern.
In terms of the hierarchy, there is that too. But in terms of hierarchy, or Flash, let's say Flash.
Is there a Black Flash?
There is.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Who's the Black Flash? Oh, you're right. That was in the TV show.
Yeah. Okay, but the reason I'm not saying Superman is because Superman is the same level of fame within our pop culture as Ariel is.
Yeah, didn't actually Henry Cavill make a big fuss about it where he said the next Superman should be black?
Probably.
I think. I mean, they've introduced this idea too in comics in an alternate timeline where you do have a...
Yeah. I mean, I would love to see who this girl is. Maybe she was also just the right person for the fucking role.
Oh, she is. Have you guys seen Grown-ish?
No.
Grown-ish. It's the spinoff for Black-ish. So she is one of the friends.
This poor thing, right, you know? Here. It's like she got her big break and now she's just like looking at people freaking out about it merely because of the color of her skin.
I hope that she wows everyone.
I hope that she does,
too. I mean,
the
backlash is always... Every time there's someone new cast and it's different from what we were anticipating, there's always a backlash.
Mm-hmm.
I think sometimes the actor impresses us. Though. I mean, look at even coming to mind, like Heath Ledger, when he was cast as the Joker, for example,
mm-hmm.
there was backlash because up to that point, we knew him for 10 Things I Hate About You and that A Knight's Tale.
Yeah.
Didn't really seem like the kind of person who would play the Joker.
Or Brokeback Mountain, yeah.
Right? Or I don't think Brokeback Mountain was out yet.
It was?
Okay, mm-hmm. So there you go. A gay romance.
Mm-hmm.
And he wowed us. So, for sure. I mean, people need to get their expectations in order. It's just like, yo, this is Hollywood, and if it flops, it flops. And you know what? Like 10 years later, sure. There's going to be a new one.
More so their expectations, their racism in check.
And the racism. They need to keep the racism in check, too.
Yeah.
I think... I'm complaining more so as the over idea of, like, we get up in arms about casting.
We do. Well, I'm going to share a funny story. So I first heard about the backlash against the Little Mermaid casting, then before I actually heard the casting. So when I looked it up, I saw Halle Berry.
Oh, imagine.
Was the first, because her name is remarkably close.
Very close.
So I was like, oh, yeah, no, this is ridiculous. She's too old. And that was my idea.
So you had already backlash.
So I already was like, oh, it makes sense because she's old. But then I was like, or to play, you know, this character. Because in that case, age matters. Mm-hmm. But then I was like, oh, no, it's some other girl, some young 21-year-old that people are freaking out about. And it's not her age. It's her skin. So that was a moment I had.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel bad for the girl. But I think she was obviously cast. Disney's not going to.
I hope she blows it out of the fucking water. No pun intended.
I mean, they did great with, like.
No pun intended. Blow it out of the fucking water, honey.
I mean, Disney did great casting with Aladdin.
They did.
You know, so
I just hope she takes all of that, like, racism and just water off a duck's back and just, like, be strong, be bold, and be fierce.
Do you think Disney or the writers for this movie are going to have to address that in the script itself?
Maybe. They could either ignore it,
mm-hmm.
which would be nice, and that race isn't an issue because race should never be an issue, but whatever it is. Or they could not, and they could actually play to people's identities in this country because there is also something... of seeing the struggles that you've been to represented. Representation is very important. And seeing that in a major thing like a Disney film could probably be actually really important.
Mm-hmm. I'm thinking the struggles of, I mean, it's going to be a wild movie because I think the real struggles for Ariel will come when she is a human.
Yeah.
Especially if they're going to address the fact that she is a person of color in a predominantly white man's world. She's a black
woman, like someone who is at the bottom of the patriarchal
So it depends, like, where are we? Is this going to be some fantastical land where, like, there is no color, there is no race? Yeah. Or is this going to be a historically accurate place where it's just like, that is another?
Yeah, true. But, you know, I'm now that I'm thinking about it, probably all of her, like, little, like, fish friends are going to end up being, like, Latinos and stuff, because whenever there's a black versus white war, we're just somewhere in between.
Which is why, yeah.
And we're going to always be ignored.
Like, what if, like, what if Sebastian all of a sudden has, like, a Russian accent?
Oh, привет. Привет. Yeah,
I'm trying to think of how you do. The seaweed is always greener. Is that,
then
that
why Russian? Would a Russian...
he's a Russian lobster.
Lobster be in Virginia.
Crab. No, like, he's a crab.
He's a crab. I don't know.
Are there Russian crabs?
I'm sure there are, but what are they doing in Virginia compared to what you were saying
before? Oh, right, right, right. I don't know. I don't know. Yeah, it's just, I guess we're going to have to wait and see to see what happens
with
The Little Mermaid.
Which is coming out next year?
You know what? They've casted her and they are in production mode.
Really? So wait, then it's going to be The Lion King. Anything else this year?
Mulan is next.
Mulan's next year. So then it's Little Mermaid?
I don't think there's anything else this year. Okay. There might be. Christmas, there might be something that we might have forgotten.
Yeah, maybe. But
Mulan. I also heard talk that Disney's considering remaking Hercules.
Oh, people would love that. Which is one of
my favorite ones.
Yeah.
I heard the name that was floating around apparently was Alexander Skarsgård.
But he's too old.
He's too old. And also nowhere near as muscular enough.
No.
No.
No. Maybe as Zeus.
No.
But he would have to really, really build up.
He needs, yeah. Also, he's just.
But also, are they going to go like that extreme with like, are they going to get a bodybuilder to fucking play Hercules? I hope so.
We need to be the age of the muscle men again.
The Lou Ferrigno age?
Yes.
He was also Hercules.
Okay.
Oh, wait, was he?
Yes.
Oh, I didn't know that. All right. There you go. See?
We'll see.
So that is. So that's that on Ariel and The Little Mermaid.
But, yep. What do you guys think? Are you one of those people who are outraged by this? Is your childhood ruined?
No, I was not outraged by any means.
No, I'm talking to our audience.
Oh.
You already shared your opinion.
I'm just here sharing my opinion that I already shared.
Yeah.
You guys just listened to. Yes, let us know, guys. What do you think?
Mm-hmm.
Where can they let us know, Nicole?
They can let us know on our Instagram at Remakes, Reboots, and Revivals. On our Facebook, facebook.com/remakesrebootsandrevivals, or you can always send us a passionate email at remakesrebootsrevivals@gmail.com.
Yeah, if you're really, really upset about this, I want to hear your opinion.
Yeah.
Because I would love to read it on the air and then kind of
convince me rebuttal. That it isn't about, like, you know, your racism, and convince me that there's a solid reason that she shouldn't have been cast.
Yes, agreed. Well, news. That. I guess we're not really delivering news, but like more so our reactions to the news.
Yes, but I enjoyed this. I enjoyed the conversation.
I did too. I think it's an important conversation to have. And I think the more and more we see these remakes and reboots, it's very common just switching the gender or switching the race and stuff that we're just seeing it over and over again. I just don't know why people are not ready, are not just used to it by now.
Yeah.
But here we are.
Here we are.
Here we are. Yeah. So with that said... we hope you all have a great Monday.
Great Monday.
Enjoy your weeks. Mm-hmm. And we'll be back next week with...
The Lion King.
We'll be back with The Lion King. I'm very excited. I can't wait to be the king of the podcast.